Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 6:37 Tuesday morning. Coming up at 7 o'clock, you'll win a pair of tickets to see Third Eye Blind at the Fox Theater in Oakland on March 10th. They're actually, Stephen Jenkins and I think at least one other guy from the band is coming by tomorrow at about 8:30.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, talk about their upcoming tour and whatever else is on their mind. So Third Eye Blind tickets coming up at 7.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Organic Coup. Organic Coup is America's best-tasting chicken sandwich. Try one today at your local Coup location and become organically cocky.
Mm.
Here's what's happening.
All right.
So we'll begin with a couple political notes because there are some big ones. First of all, the State of the Union will be presented tonight by President Trump at 6 p.m.
All right.
Also, from everything I've read, it's likely that he will, the trial for impeachment will end in acquittal tomorrow.
Yeah.
So while it's hanging over his head as he speaks tonight, they expect it to go away tomorrow.
Right.
So there's that. Also, another quick political note, Iowa, WTF.
Yeah, total mess. What happened exactly? Some app didn't work or some... voting, they're gonna have to hand count the votes now.
So I've heard, well, they're in the process. That's the thing. So there was an app they were using. They're saying there were some inconsistencies, and now they've decided to hand count everything. I've already heard on KCBS, just as I was pulling into the building, they were saying Biden's team is ready to sue. Mm. And I just went, oh God.
Don't, would you stop it?
That's where we're at.
Right.
So that's where we're at is, and many people were like, I don't want to comment on this because if I'm the winner, I sure don't want to be someone who's putting the results into question.
Right.
So we don't know how the vote in Iowa went, and they expect to make announcements later today.
New Hampshire is next.
There are, and many of the contestants, if you will, candidates maybe is a better word, they are already in New Hampshire.
Right.
They pressing the flesh as we speak.
Moved the hell on.
So a glitch with the mobile app caused the confusion, and so that's where we're at.
Fun. Good times, everyone.
So I'll tell this story just from a little backstory, which is I've been watching more Pink videos and Pink concerts than ever because my kid is
big
a Pink fan. And Pink talks about the way she fights with her husband in a way that makes you think she's a lunatic. Like she says, and they're in their lyrics in her songs as well, that she fights dirty, she fights to win, and she'll hurt you.
It sounds unhealthy.
It's super scary. Like, I actually don't necessarily want my kid hearing all that and thinking that's a healthy way to resolve your relationship issues.
Mm. Well, luckily she's got a, you know, well-modeled relationship right in front of her all this
time. You betcha. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What?
My parents seem to be holding on by the skin of their teeth.
Well,
they're making it work.
In defense
and nobody
of all
beats
parents,
anybody else up.
Many parents seem to be holding on by the skin of their whatevers. So anyway, this one was just one of those where I went, oh, come on. You can't be in a fight and smear dog poop in someone's face.
Oh, my God. No. What?
Even Pink would say that's too low.
That's a line for Pink, the dog poop line.
A 41-year-old woman named Jane Marie Faulkner of St. Petersburg, Florida, got into a drunk argument with her fiancé last Friday night. And at some point, she picked up some dog poop and smashed him in the face with it.
Jesus.
How did he respond? He called the cops.
Yeah.
Is that what you'd do?
I would think to myself, oh, God, I didn't know what I was dealing with here. This is a person who got hands on with poop and face on with poop, and I need to We need the authorities.
He called the cops. When they got there, Jane admitted, yeah, I did that. She was arrested for domestic battery, and she's been ordered not to have any contact with her fiancé.
Okay.
So we don't know what happens with their wedding plans.
I mean, can't it just be over? Shouldn't it just be over?
I leave.
Yeah.
You don't get to do that to
no,
me.
No, you don't smash dog mess in
There's
my face.
Disrespect happens among couples often in the heat of an argument or whatever. And many times you can
walk it back later and chalk it up to passion.
But if you saw that as a viable option, I don't.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't even want you yelling at me.
No.
But I realize sometimes that is heat of the
moment
stuff. It
happens, right.
Anyway, I know that the wedding season's right around the corner,
yeah.
Everyone.
Well, it sounds like a spot just opened up for a venue. You know, at least I hope it did, because that's doomed. If you're not even married yet and you're already pushing dog poop in the guy's face, like, what can the future possibly hold for you? You immature,
right,
ridiculous psycho bitch.
Does seem like a lot.
Yeah.
I know last year this time we were in the middle of all our planning, and it's a
fun.
Lot.
Sure.
You find yourself
going
I mean,
to tastings oof. And picking colors and
we did go to tastings.
Organizing.
I wasn't in on the color pick. Mm-hmm. I just went thumbs up. Yeah. Sounds good.
Oh, she probably loved that.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, I should have been in on it.
Well.
Do you really want conflict?
Well, no.
Okay.
You did exactly the right thing.
Right. Do you really want me to say, I don't care?
No, I don't.
No.
I don't want you
so
to say
So what
I care.
Did was I said, I love that color.
Yeah.
Great choice.
Making it seem like you care goes a long way.
I did the right thing.
Mm. Well, you got married. Right. And you're still married. It's
right.
It's been half a year. I mean, so far, so good, buddy.
Right.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Wallet Hub just ranked all 50 states from best place for single people who don't want to be single anymore to the worst.
Oh. Well, Alaska's a bad one, right?
Alaska. Yeah, it's on the list.
Yeah. They say there's 20 dudes to every chick up there.
Is that right?
Something like that.
That's awful.
Yeah.
I know when I lived in Oregon, and I had newly sort of quit drinking, and I was starting to do another radio show, and
getting
things were
together.
Right. I was putting it back together. And I did look, I would have liked to have dated, but looking around, that is a college town.
Mm.
And I wasn't about to date college girls, because you know what college kids like to do? Get wasted.
Yeah.
And bone.
Yep.
And while I would like the second
half
of that,
sure.
I wasn't down for the first half of that. So I found myself just going, you know what? I should just go to bed.
Well, that was probably your best bet.
Take Willa for a nice walk, and then I'll go to bed. Good night, everybody. So I do understand how people find themselves living somewhere where they go, I don't feel like I have viable options. But the best dates, the places you want to be, California is number two.
Oh,
you're in a good, if you think you can't find someone around here, where do you think you're going to find someone?
Well, what's number one?
Florida.
Because, oh.
Florida's number one. Texas is number three. New York City.
Mm.
I sat at a dinner one time with one of my wife's coworkers while she talked about the men in New York City will gladly bone you, but the last thing they'll let you do is tell them what to do or ever be your boyfriend.
Right.
They are on the move and they do what they want.
Right.
And it's a trip to hear it because she's like,
well, that seems like a funny place for a single person to hook up then.
New York City.
Right. Like, I mean, if you're specifically just looking for a hookup, but when I say hookup, I mean hook up our lives.
Right.
Hook my wagon to yours.
Well, that's why.
Hook my claws into your back for good.
You know, they mentioned New York State, and I'm talking about New York City, but there is some controversy about New York.
Yeah.
For sure, because I thought...
Well, a lot of, you know, single professionals that live in a big city, they've got this app that gets them a date that night, mm-hmm. and they don't want to not do that tomorrow.
Right.
That's what they do.
So Florida, California, Texas, New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, Wisconsin, Massachusetts, and Michigan are the 10 best states for a love connection. You being here in California hearing us?
Yeah.
Well, you might be anywhere because of the radio.
Hello, Seattle. I mean,
thanks.
Hello, Hong Kong.
To the radio.com.
Yes.
App
oh, my God. Thank you
say.
So much. Who wanted to be syndicated?
Not me.
Not I. Nobody. That's good. It's good that we didn't.
Stupid douchebag men.
Oh, man. What have you done now?
We are the worst.
Well, what'd you do?
Well, according to this story, men who drive fancy cars are more likely to be bad people.
Oh.
They say that men who drive, quote, high-status luxury cars are more likely bad people.
Why?
I don't know. Hold on.
What, how did they study this?
Researchers found that men who drove cars like Audis, BMWs, Mercedes.
That's you.
I know. I'm a douchebag. Such a bummer.
You're not a douchebag.
They were more likely to be self-centered, argumentative, stubborn, disagreeable, and unempathetic.
Oh.
I can be all those things.
Well, look, I mean, that's a human condition. We can right. all be all those things, you know. I guess it's if you just... Yeah, I mean...
High-status products are what they're saying. The personality trait is revealed through these high-status products.
One time I was driving down Bay, heading home.
Be good.
It's not that good. But it has stuck with me all these years.
Did you see Scott on the side of the road thumbing a ride and offering, you know what?
No. I didn't.
God, that's one of my favorite stories from him.
Well.
Who does that?
It was, well, Scott, back in the day. He needed to ride back. He was willing to do whatever he had to in exchange. So I'm driving down the road, and it's, you know how it's like two lanes, both directions.
Yeah.
And I see this like dark green Mercedes convertible in front of me with an older dude, like, I don't know, probably my age now, like, I don't know, around 50
or
something.
Oh, burn. Burn yourself.
Right. Well, I'm old now. I don't know how it happened. Watch out, kids. It might get you, too. And he is like fist waving, screaming into the cell phone that he's holding. This was years ago. He was holding a cell phone to his head at the time. And his face is red and he's so pissed. And I'm like, and I'm looking around myself and it's the most beautiful day. It's like a gorgeous Northern California day. He's driving the most beautiful car you could ever want. And he is just miserable. Like, I don't know who, I hope it wasn't someone in his family he was yelling at, but I mean, he was just having the worst day. And I just thought, God, like, just throw the phone down and just look around yourself. Let the sun hit you.
You know, when someone gets you, has got you, you've had that happen to you. I've seen it happen to you where something happens. I've seen me be the person who did that to you.
How dare you?
I know that sometimes you find yourself going, I don't do necessarily that. But I'll walk away.
I actually wanted to like stop and be like, oh, dude, cheer up. Look at you. You got everything.
You got it all.
You got it all. Looks like it anyway from my car where I was sitting.
Well.
I just felt bad for him. And I did know a really terrible person who had a yellow, bright yellow Corvette. And I just thought, well.
Who's that?
I don't want to say who. It was an old neighbor of mine.
He's a terrible person, though?
Oh, terrible person. Like a horrible person. I heard him screaming at his family so many times. Live near him.
Oh, you know what?
Like ugly, ugly screaming.
Growing up in Irvine, this house we lived at on Matisse, that was a street. I don't use that in any stuff, so, you know,
yeah, sure.
I can say that. The next door neighbors, the Millers, the mother, so it was a single mother and two kids.
Yeah.
And these kids were teenagers. They were a little older than I was. The screaming coming from that house would horrify, blood-curdling screams from this mom, where you would go, you almost want to call it for help.
Right.
For the kids, but B,
she's going to have an aneurysm.
Right.
Right. Well,
But there's people like that.
I know, and I actually have to say, I came from a family of screamers. Like, big time. Like, there was some screaming at my house.
Yeah, used to yell.
And I have worked really hard to keep, look, sometimes the little psycho bitch in me gets out. But John has actually gone a long way toward, you know, he would just, I was not used to people who wouldn't fight with me.
Engage.
Everybody in my family would fight with me. No problem. They started it. I started it. Like, it was on. It was dinner. Let's fight.
You and your brother.
Oh, my God. Me and everyone in my family. I remember John the first time that he ate over my house.
Husband, John.
Yes, my husband, John. 1989. He comes over, he's eating dinner with the family, and it was, as far as I was concerned, it was totally normal dinner. And we leave later. He goes, is everything okay?
Oh, he's shell-shocked.
I'm all, what are you talking about? He goes, well, everyone was in a big fight. I go, no, we weren't. That was like a totally normal dinner. And I just, you know, he's the guy who walks away. Like, you can't call
John. Yeah, I'm not.
He just walks out of the room and goes, I'll talk to you when you calm down. So then right. I have to figure out a way to freaking calm down.
Yeah, I'm not
so after 30 years of him going, well, I had to find new ways to fight, you know.
Well,
and
one of the
things, I just don't fight anymore.
In part is because you have kids and they shouldn't see that.
Right.
And we had an argument early on with the first kid, and I said to my wife, not at the time, but later, she
became
that.
Your partner back then.
Right. I told her, you don't get to scream at me in front of our kid like that. Like, we can go out somewhere and you can let this off your chest if you need, but you just can't do that in front of it. It's so disrespectful the way you just behaved. I don't want her to see that. Mm. It's awful.
Right. Well, it's nice when there's a sane person involved in the interaction, or someone who can at least take a step out and go, this is not the kind of behavior I want to model for my kids.
Right. And if I'm the sane person in the argument, you know there's something seriously wrong.
Well, our inner psycho bitch, she's ready. She's just waiting to get out.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. This is from 650. Because Bloomberg is funding his own campaign, he isn't debate eligible.
Oh.
That's unfortunate. But wait a minute.
How will he get on the ballot?
Didn't Trump fund his own campaign?
I don't know. Maybe there are super PACs.
All right. Vinny, look
up in all those debates.
Bloomberg's interview on Colbert Show. He explains the intentional reason he joined late. Okay, so he did it. He has a point. Great. He's smarter than me, so.
So he's on the ballot, and he'll be
eligible.
It's just that he's not going to be able to participate in the main stuff. Yeah, those are texts. Who knows? I don't know the truth. Sometimes I just believe texters because they texted. They bothered.
Well, yeah, you appreciate people contributing, mm-hmm. for sure. Especially when they're wonderful compliments.
Yes. Oh, we believe those.
Like this one. Yay, I love when Vinny sings. I really don't know that song in a way that I could have sung it, though.
That was
though,
great, so. Though. Still. You closed your eyes. You had a big, goofy smile on your face. I was like, go, Vinny. Go, Vinny.
Vin, there's an episode of Friends where they're trying to undo the Spanish audio that the monkey enabled. I never saw that one, but I do know we were completely confounded.
Oh.
We changed the station, go back. It would come on English, and then it would click back over to Spanish. And I'm like, what the? And it was only later that I realized Xfinity offers this.
Just add a little button.
Touch a button, and it'll turn to Spanish language for you, which is nice.
Sure, if you speak Spanish.
Right, which I don't.
Right.
I mean, I do some.
But not enough to watch them.
Pretty fluently, and I get around pretty good in Mexico with my Spanish. But
really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I prefer my...
I've heard you say taquería, so I'm going to just smile and nod.
Thanks.
Sure.
Hey, my radio family, have you been watching The Outsiders?
Yeah, The Outsider.
The Outsider. It is so good. Yeah, the book is incredible, and I haven't gotten... That's probably what I'll watch next.
Yeah, it's so, so good. I didn't get to watch it this week because the Super Bowl, and then this week it'll be the Oscars. Because the new episodes are on Sundays.
That's this weekend?
That's this weekend on Sunday night. So we'll have a couple saved up, which is good, because we're watching with our kid. We can't just watch it without him. He gets mad.
Look at you guys.
You know, you have your shows going with certain people. It's a pain.
He doesn't have cable where he is?
He does, but he doesn't. We want to watch it together.
Oh, boy.
You know.
You guys.
I was like, let's watch
it.
I know. It's so, believe me, it's aggravating. Hey, about 11 days ago... or so, I told you a big story about something, and that's over. So I'll tell you what that is.
Yikes.
Right after this.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.